My friend, the Holy Spirit will always put the spotlight on Jesus. The Holy Spirit will draw you to Christ. You know, there are a lot of voices out there these days that will pull you in every which of direction. But I just want you to remember that it's the Spirit of God that will lead you to Christ and that will lift up His holy name.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
My friend, it is great to be with you here today, and we're in the book of Colossians, chapter 3, a very powerful passage here. And I'll begin to read with the first verse. It says, "If then you were raised with Christ." Well, what does that mean? Well, that's a person that has been born again. They have been saved and regenerated by the power of the Holy Spirit. I thank God that He saved my soul. I thank God that He delivered me. And Jesus has changed me. And the same God that has changed me is the same God that can change you if you're not already saved, if you're not already delivered. The Lord can do that for you, my friend. That's why He came, died on the cross, gave His life, rose from the grave, ascended to the right hand of the Father, so that you might be saved. For all those that will accept Jesus and believe on Him as Lord and Savior. So Paul says, if then you were raised with Christ, then what? Well, he says, seek those things which are above, not the things that are below, not the temporal things, not the temporary things of this life, but the things that are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. So what is our focus? Where should our focus be? Our focus should be on Christ. Our focus should be on spiritual things. Praise the Lord. That's what God desires. He desires that we have a heart that desires Him, that wants Him, that will seek Him. Praise the Lord. You know, I have three children. I have twins that are 17. I have a 13-year-old boy. And my desire as a father is that they would desire Jesus more than anything else in this life, that they would seek God, that they would have a heart after God. David was known as a man that had a heart after God. And my friend, that's a rarity today. But we need people today in this life, in this world, that have a heart for God, not a heart for the tangible things, temporal things of this life, because these things will pass away. One day, all these things are going to burn up anyway. You can't take them with you to heaven. But I pray that there would be people that have a desire for Jesus, that would seek Him for who He is. Let me ask you a question. What are you seeking today? What is the desire of your heart? Is it tangible things? Is it temporary things? Are you seeking after comfort? Are you seeking after the modern things of life? Are you seeking after money? Are these the things that you're desiring? Or are you seeking after Jesus? Do you have a heart for God? You know, I think of Psalm 27. And David said in verse 1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" But then in verse 4, he says, "One thing I have desired of the Lord." Not many things, but the one thing that he desires above all else is this, "that I will seek that they may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple." You know where David wanted to be? He wanted to be where the Lord was. And the temple was the Ark of the Covenant and the Holy of Holies. The presence of God was there. And David is saying in Psalm 27, verse 4, is that the one thing he wants, the one thing he desires more than anything else, is that he would be in the presence of God. David wanted to seek the Lord, and he wanted to be near the Lord. Let me ask you, my friend, do you have a desire to be near God? Or are other things of this life trying to crowd Jesus out of your heart? My friend, don't let anything push Jesus out, but I pray that you would have a desire to seek Him.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.